Here's your morning brief for Thursday, November 17th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. More than a week after Election Day, Republicans have won a majority of seats in the U.S. House of Representatives, according to the Associated Press, after Republican Representative Mike Garcia won re-election in a close race in California's 27th district. The shift in control of the House after 2 years of Democratic control will make it nearly impossible for President Biden to move an ambitious agenda through Congress. Grain prices have fallen sharply after the UN announced that Russia had agreed to renew an agreement with Ukraine, Turkey and the UN that allows for the export of Ukrainian agricultural products through the war-torn Black Sea. Moscow hasn't officially announced a renewal of the deal, which was set to expire this weekend. Elon Musk has floated the possibility of someone succeeding him as electric vehicle maker Tesla's chief executive. That's according to board member James Murdoch, who, while testifying in a trial over the CEO's pay package, said Musk had in recent months identified a potential successor. Murdoch did not identify that person. Tesla didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Markets in Asia ended mostly lower, and European shares are down in early trading, and US stock futures are down as well. In the US, new residential construction and building permits figures are due today, and Alibaba, retailers Macy's and Kohn's, and semiconductor chip manufacturing equipment maker Applied Materials are among the companies reporting third quarter earnings. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.